This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in-store.
On Life and Technology, we're talking about action cameras, but with a major twist, because in 2016, the action camera is not going to be a single-frame experience or a two-dimensional experience. It's going to be a 360-degree experience. Wow. And it's going to mean a whole different way of thinking about how you capture vision, because all of a sudden, when you are filming, everything is in the picture that's around you, unless, of course, you're hiding behind a tree. Now, to talk to us a little bit about what's going on in this space is John Young from Nikon Australia. He's the marketing manager there. We saw John at CES. He said, you've got to check out this camera. It's going to be coming to Australia this year. John, welcome to Life and Technology. How are you going?
Thanks very much. Good.
Now, it's called the Key Mission 360. And I got to tell you, when I looked at it, I said, that thing can shoot 360 degrees? No way. But it can. Talk to us about the Key Mission 360 and how it works.
It is phenomenal, isn't it? So the Key Mission 360 is Nikon's first ever wearable action camera that's capable of recording 360-degree content in 4K UHD.
Wow.
It's small, lightweight, fits in the size of your palm.
Mm.
You can take it anywhere. It's waterproof to 30 metres. It's shockproof from 2 metres. And you can even take it to the snow.
And it is. It looks amazing. When you look at it, it is not big or bulky. It looks fairly light. We weren't allowed to touch it, unfortunately, which we wanted to. But it also is going to require people to change the way they go about thinking about shooting content, because a lot of the time with action cameras today, you know, you whack the camera on your helmet or whatever and off you go. This is going to be a little bit different though, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And whereas traditionally you only had to worry about what was on one side of the lens, you now have to start thinking about the entire space around you, whether that's in front of you, behind you, above you, or even below you. It's going to capture all of that content, and the way that we'll be able to relive that content will begin to change as well. We have digital platforms like Facebook and YouTube that are supporting these 360-degree videos now that we can basically, after our adventure, upload it, share it to all our friends and family. But the beauty of it now is the fact that the end user is able to determine what they want to see. Do they want to see in front? Do they want to see behind?
Mm.
They're able to control their point of view and really relive that immersive action in 3D, in virtual reality.
Are you able to edit video like you do today? Like when you get the final clip, when you hit start on the recording, then you go and you, whatever it is, your ski run or you jump off the waterfall into the water. Can you then go back to the edit suite or onto your laptop or phone or whatever later on, cut it back into something shorter? Is that still possible? And how do you do that?
Absolutely. In the same way that we edit video today, the way that it'll look is as a panorama. You'll be able to edit whatever you want. You can shorten the video. You can change your colors, whatever that looks like to you.
Mm.
Save that all up. And again, you've got an immersive 3D, 360-degree content.
Do you have to shoot in 360 degrees? Because, look, at the end of the day, you know, we want a wide breadth of functions from our action cameras. And if I want to take this thing and, I don't know, shoot a family video and I'm standing there in my dressing gown or something because the kids are opening the birthday presents, I may not want to get that vision on the home video. Can I still flick it back to that single frame experience and use it that way too?
Look, there are different modes, and it'll take both the 4K UHD video plus stills as well, for photos.
Yep.
But essentially, the Key Mission 360 is a dedicated 360-degree camera.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess keeping in mind, it's also the perfect complement to Nikon's existing strong range of cameras for all those needs.
Fast. Spoken like a true marketer, John. Well done. All right. So look, now, when are you bringing it out? How much is it going to cost? You know, like, because at the end of the day, this stuff sounds really good, but we kind of haven't had the opportunity to use it yet.
It is. I mean, it's truly exciting that Nikon once again can be at the forefront of innovation with this 360-degree content virtual reality. We are currently still working on pricing with our retailers, and we are trying to have it ready to sell in the country by April this year.
All right, so March, April timeframe. Now, look, we also, John, we caught up with one of your ambassadors who was at your booth, and he was doing some talks on capturing vision in this sort of 360-degree world, a guy called Corey Rich. And he took us through all of the differences that you have to think about. And one of the things he was talking about was when he's directing the video now, he would have to jump out of the way and hide behind a tree or behind a rock or something like that, because literally everything is in the picture, and you would have to, if you had backpacks behind you, you'd have to hide them, and to try and grab this panorama in 360, it really made it really different. So we're going to have that interview on CyberShack TV later this year, maybe March, April, closer to release date. But John, look, it sounds very interesting technology that you're working on. I wasn't going to talk about this today, but we do have time. You've got an app called the Snap Bridge, which you are bringing to the market as well, that you're saying will make it easier to take photos from your Nikon camera and put it onto your smartphone. Explain Snap Bridge to us, and how it exactly is going to do that, and what cameras it will work with.
So SnapBridge is, I suppose, an innovative software that Nikon has developed. And essentially what it's going to do is connect the Nikon technology seamlessly to the wider ecosystem of your smart devices and the communication devices. So in the way that it's simple to capture all your footage, it'll be simple to share that as well. So like you are going to connect your smartphone with your car via Bluetooth,
yep,
you'll be able to connect your smart device with our Nikon cameras, including the KeyMission 360. Our SnapBridge app, which is a free download on both iOS and Android, will allow you to transfer all of your videos and photos in real time and share that with your friends and family.
And when's this going to be coming out, John? When can we get it?
In time with the 360, KeyMission 360, the app will be available for download as well.
All right, I look forward to trying that one, because I was speaking to my wife about it on the weekend, and I said, hey, there's Nikon technology coming with this app, and you tap your phone, off you go. She said, wow, I want that, because all you leave, as in the fingers pointing at me, you leave all our photos on those cameras and you never get them off and back them up. So that sounds like a cool thing for taking advantage of to manage your photos even better. John Young, Nikon Australia Marketing Manager. John, great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again this year, okay?
Likewise. Thanks.
Fantastic.
There we go. I tell you what, that danger of getting out of the way of the 360, I can relate to that. I know a friend who got up in a hotel room in Melbourne. So how good is that view? Because they sleep in the, you know what?
No.
They took a photo out the window on a small camera, put it on Facebook, and it wasn't till later in the day they realized they could see their reflection.
Oh. Well, at the end of the day, when you're a director,
yep,
you got to think about all those things,
you
don't
do. You? Yeah,
that's it.
This is Life and Technology.
This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment online, mobile, in store.